Hey, are you awake? Can you unzip your tent so I can come in? Hey, come on, don't be like that. It's so cold out here and I've got no other options. Just let me in. Please.
Oh, thank God. I didn't think you were going to actually open it. Then I would have had a whole new set of issues. Oh, jeez, that was harsh. What do you mean, what do I want? Honestly, I know me being here isn't ideal, but it's not really that bad to have me in here, is it? Well, I hope not, at least, because I need somewhere to stay tonight. My tent is not an option, since someone else, two someones, actually, decided to help themselves to it, which leaves me with nowhere to stay. None of my stuff, apart from this jacket. Look, I know I'm the last person you'd want to see at this time of night, but I don't have any other option. Oh yeah, freeze. Careful with that sharp tongue, might cut yourself. Now, come on, it's already cold, you can't just leave me out here. Because if you do, I'm staying right here, right by the entrance to your tent, and I'm gonna hum loudly until the cold takes me. Yeah, then in the morning you can wake up and explain to everyone that your own bitterness caused this. Or you can let me in, I live to see another day, and we both get some sleep. We don't need to talk, and in the morning I'm gone and we never speak of it again. We can just pretend it never happened and move on with our lives because, trust me, I wish it wasn't happening. I don't respect you now, so why would I respect you in the morning? Come on, be serious. But we both know that even though you hate me, you're not going to let me freeze. Why? Because you're a nice person. Even I wouldn't let you freeze outside. Look, don't get me wrong, I might not be nice about it, but I wouldn't let you sleep outside. You might not think much of me, and it's not like I've given you much reason to, but even you have to know that, right? I mean, you know, revenge is one thing, but this isn't that. Come on, this would just be petty and bitter, and that's beneath you, so come on. Can I come in? Oh, fantastic. I was really building up a whole spiel to, like, convince you, but I was already running out of steam. Really, though, I didn't expect you to cave so early. Guess I should have expected it, though, since you always let people walk all over you and don't speak up for yourself. That's why you're such an easy target. If you would grow a spine, you know, none of this would happen. No. Look, I didn't mean now, yeah? This isn't the time to... Come on, don't do this to me. I wasn't saying it all to be mean. Come on, I swear. I was just trying to point something out that you might find useful later, all right? But not now. That's just mean. Look, it's... I appreciate you letting me stay, okay? Thank you. And when you're ready to work on your boundaries, come talk to me. I'll owe you a lesson or something. Just don't change yet, yeah? The way you are now suits me just fine, and these changes take time and practice far away from me. See, nice and cozy. This space just here fits me exactly, almost like you wanted me here. Oh, don't pretend you don't. I'm sure the idea of me appearing tonight has crossed your mind more than once. I'm sure there were flowers involved, a wind making my shirt billow, other tropes from those books you read too. You know the ones I mean. Now, come on, the sooner we lie down, the sooner we're asleep, the sooner tomorrow comes, and the sooner I'm gone. Now, oh, come on, you're practically lying on top of me, move over. Oh, this is ridiculous. Look, I know I said I fit here exactly, but I didn't mean it, like, literally. I know you're not used to having someone beside you, but you do need to make some effort. Hey, no, don't move that far away. I've got no covers like you do. I need you to stay warm. Well, if you're all the way over there, it leaves me exposed and freezing. I'll never get to sleep, and if I'm not asleep, I guarantee you won't be either. I absolutely promise that. Thank you. Now just shimmy back a bit and I'll come in like this. There we go. Okay, yeah, that works. You can be Little Spoon, yeah? You good? Hey, no, come on, you moved. Yes, you did. Now I've got to move again because there's a draft hitting me from somewhere. How hard is it to lie still and just sleep? Why is everything with you a struggle? Oh, wow, really? Well, at least I've managed to find people who want to instead of cuddling up with a book. I don't disappoint at all in cuddling or otherwise. Thank you very much. Look, let's just settle down, get some sleep, and then this will all be over. I'm tired, it's been a long day and a really annoying evening. I just want to go to sleep and have this all be done with. So let's just go to sleep, okay? Of course, I'm not having a good night. I've been kicked out of my own tent and I've had to come to you to find somewhere safe to sleep. If this was reversed, would you be having a good night? Because I think you'd be as annoyed as I am. I mean, yeah, it's embarrassing more than anything. It's my own damn tent. I bought it. It's mine, and yet I'm not sleeping in it. What? What do you mean you feel me? I'm not... What? Yeah, that, well... Look, it's just a physiological response, you know? It has to be, because there's no other reason it could be happening. I mean, you know, you look all right tonight, and you were pretty cute today, but, like, you're not my type at all, you know? It's nothing, okay? Just don't think about it. Just like me, trying not to think about it. It'll go away on its own. No, don't say that. Look, I wouldn't do this on purpose just to get you alone. That's insane. Honestly, it's a mistake, that's all. It's just a silly mistake. It's not like I planned to have nowhere to sleep tonight. No, don't. No, hold still. Don't do that. That's not helping. Look, why would you do that? It's hard enough as it is. Yep, no, I walked straight into that one. Honestly, I can't hold that one against you. It was... Oh, come on! Okay, I'm staying quiet. That was... I just want to go to sleep, okay? And not have to deal with any of this. No, cuddling up with you isn't the worst thing that could happen. I just definitely didn't see this being my night, now or, like, ever. But I guess, since we're here, it doesn't seem so bad. I mean, yeah, not so bad at all. I mean, like I said, you look really good tonight. And being this close to you like this, I mean, you know, I'm as surprised as you are, but you can definitely feel that I'm not lying when I say I kind of like it. What are you doing? You know what I mean. I can feel you. I can feel what you're doing. I want you to. If you want. Might help us both sleep, you know? No, I mean, yeah, I want it. I just didn't think you were the type. I didn't think you'd be so, forward. Oh, no, I'm not complaining. You're much bolder than I thought. And you're a bit of a tease, aren't you? But two can play at that game. I can just wrap my arms around you like this and grab your tits like this. You like that? You like it when I tease you and touch you while you stroke me through my clothes? No. Oh, you want me to... okay. Hang on. I'll take it out for you. How's that? Now that the jeans are gone, you can wrap your hand around my cock and... Yeah, do that again. Yeah, I like that. When you stroke me slowly like that. You like it when I tease your tits while you stroke me? No? Oh, you don't. You want... You want me to touch you like you're touching me. To have me move my hand down your body like this. Until my fingers are hovering over you like this, right where you want them. Do you want me to touch you there? Well, say please, then. Oh, yeah, good girl, such good manners. You want me to touch your pussy over your clothes? Fuck yeah. So hot, even over your clothes. You like it when I press my fingers into you like this? That feels good. You want more? Yeah, just slide your panties to the side and... Oh, fuck. You're playing hard to get, but you're soaked for me already. Do you like the tease? When I run my fingers over your pussy like this, or, So eager, grinding into me. You like that, or do you want more? Fuck yeah, I know it feels good. Your hand stopped moving on my cock when I... Yeah, fuck, there we go. Go on, keep stroking me while I play with you. Yes, this feels good. So good. You want me to slide a finger inside? To fuck you with my hands while you play with me? Like this? Yeah, you like when I take my fingers and, fuck yeah. Grind your hips like that while I thrust my fingers inside you. While you stroke me. Your hand feels so good around my cock. Oh, that's it. Just keep stroking. Slowly. Yeah, just like that. Yeah. You're pretty good at that, you know? You want more? Tell me. Do you want to feel my cock inside you? Filling your needy pussy up?
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.